Welcome to another episode of Splash Trash.
Garbage. You know what I'm talking about.
The G Splash Movie Guide. And always, I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. And today we're flying the ship solo. We're going to let it ride, too. Show might get a little weird. Chris is very sick right now. We wish him the best. And hopefully, we'll see him next week. But the show must go on, and we are back live. This is Splash Trash.
Shit is straight
garbage. And man, today we're talking some great stuff. We've got Bohemian Rhapsody. We're talking about that. We got Bodied. We're talking about that. And Suspiria. We're talking about that. So it's going down. Let's cut the shit and get right up into it. Hey. This first movie that we're talking about today is called Bodied. Now, Body is produced by Eminem and is the story of Adam Merkin, a progressive grad student who becomes an accidental battle rapper whose success breeds outrage. Man, this has all kinds of dope battle rappers. This film was good about 50% through the movie, and then it just, the ending is bad. It's got Charlemagne the God, it's got Simon Rex, it's got every dope battler that you've seen in these YouTube videos across the internet. Obviously, battling has changed, and I'm gonna give this one a trash.
Shit is straight garbage. You know what I'm talking about.
And I love that my man Mikey, rest in peace, Idea EYE, he's the greatest battle rapper I've ever known. So, we gotta give this one a trash. It started off really good. It's definitely a quote woke film. Lots of stuff going on with today's current stuff, but It really missed the end.
Shit is straight garbage. You know what I'm talking about.
It was dope all the way up until, I would say, 2/3 of the film. So if you love rap, if you love battle rap, you want to hear some good punchlines and some lyrical witty stuff and rappers being rappers, Bodied is the movie for you. Check it out. If not, cool back, relax. We got other stuff coming up. Hey, next on the list is Suspiria. An innocent American ballet dancer's excitement to being accepted to a prestigious European dance school turns to terror when she discovers that the institution is a cover for a murderous coven of witches. This movie stars a great cast. It's very, very weird. It is a horror movie, so if you don't like the lights out and you're afraid of the dark, this is not the movie for you. But this movie is fucking dope. Splash all the way. Suspiria is a remake movie, and it stars Dakota Johnson. Y'all know her in 50 Shades of Grey and all that. But Tilda Swinton really, really killed this movie. She plays three different roles. I was really surprised by this. It is a ballet movie. This is a dope movie. If you love horror films, if you love weird shit, this is the one. This is the movie you need to see. I wish this movie got a lot more love, but I get it. It's dark. It's rich. It's in the 70s. It's grimy. It's gory as hell. Yo, this movie's just flat out dope. Splash all the way, like I said. You know me. If you're a movie fan, quick plug. Not paying me, but AMC A-List is the route to go. Their prices are going up, so definitely get out there before. What you want to do is cancel that movie pass. Clip, clip, clip.
Drop.
Yep, drop that shit, cause it's off. It's over, bro. It's over. You need to get that AMC, and it's going down. Three movies every week. IMAX, Dolby, 3D, all the premium stuff. Those tickets are $20 in general. So if you've got an AMC theater around your way, that's the route to go. Let's get into what the people want. Bohemian Rhapsody. Y'all know it's about Queen. They did We Will Rock You. They did Champions. They did Another One Bites the Dust. All those dope songs. Queen is a great band. One of the greatest bands of ever. We know that. We all know that. This movie fell very fucking flat. I gotta say, it fell so flat. It missed an opportunity to really showcase the life of Freddie Mercury. And it did not deliver. The biggest talk about this film is about all the stories they missed. Obviously, Sacha Baron Cohen dropped out of this film. He was originally supposed to play Freddie Mercury. The reason why he dropped out was because the band is actually producing the film, and they chose to protect the legacy of the band, which fell short for a lot of the great stories, a lot of the great antics that Freddie Mercury did. Freddie Mercury is one of the greatest songwriters of all time. I think we all know that. Rest in peace. He obviously didn't want to be the poster boy for the AIDS epidemic and the gay community at that time. And everybody could respect that. We get that. But that doesn't take away from his personality. And he had the craziest parties. He did so many things that is just missed in this film, that they did it for the security and legacy of the band, which is very sad, because when you go to see a biopic movie, you go to see like the behind the scenes, and they falsified it. Like, none of the stuff in this movie is actually factual. Like, the way he joined the band, the way songs were written, the timeline. And this movie is good if you only want to see Queen songs performed or some kind of behind the scenes. That's all this movie is. But again, I'm telling you, this movie is straight up trash.
Garbage. Straight up trash. Talking about.
They missed the boat on telling the story of Freddie Mercury in such a glorious way. They really fell short. Let's talk about what's coming out this weekend. Some cool stuff, some meh stuff. Holiday weekend, like I said, we talked about it on the episode of G-Splash this week. We talked about movies coming out from now until the end of the year. There's some good stuff, there's some meh stuff, and there's some stuff popping. But two movies coming out this week that I'm really excited for are, one, The Grinch, and two, Overlord. We'll get to the Overlord in just a second, but let's talk Grinch a little bit. Benedict Cumberbatch, he's playing The Grinch. Now, this movie's kind of gotten some mixed reviews. I still think this movie's going to be dope. It's going to be a fun one. Who doesn't love The Grinch? It's PG. Bring the kids. It's going down. I'm going to call this one a splash. It'll be enjoyable. It'll be fun. It'll be great. All right, let's get the rundown for Overlord. With hours left until D-Day, a team of American troopers are dropped off in a Nazi-occupied France to carry out a mission that's crucial to the invasion's success. Tasked with destroying a radio transmitter atop the forfeited church, the desperate soldiers join forces with a young French villager to penetrate the walls and take down the tower. But in a mysterious Nazi lab beneath the church, the outnumbered GIs come face to face with enemies unlike the world has ever seen. This comes from J.J. Abrams, and this is a thrilling, pulse-pounding action adventure with a twist! Yo, this movie looks pretty dope. I love horror movies, so I'm gonna give this one a splash. That's two movies getting a splash this week here on Splash Trash. Man, I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. Definitely check out some movies this weekend. Let us know what you're seeing. You can hit us up at gsplashbc@gmail.com or up on the Instagram. We're gonna get a Twitter soon, so watch that one. G to the Splash on Instagram. Say what's up. Tell us what you're seeing. Tell us what you want to see. Are you excited for Creed? Are you excited for Overlord? What are you doing this holiday season? I'm Bradley Baxter. We out.